This episode is a call to joy, a quick, simple bit of encouragement to help empower you to create a more joy-filled life. I completely get that your day is jam-packed, and I also know that if you want more joy, connection, and meaning in your everyday life, then you need to cultivate that on purpose. This quick hit episode is here to help you do just that. Let's go. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore, and like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of five to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. The benefit and importance of reading to kids is well documented. It does everything from improving brain function, increasing vocabulary, to sharpening memory and fostering concentration. It even does fun stuff like improve imagination and creativity. And of course, it's well documented to improve and prepare kids for academic success. It helps develop this concept called the theory of the mind, which is our unique human ability to comprehend that others hold beliefs and desires that may be different from our own. So giving your kids the opportunity to read and to be read to helps to build all these incredible skills. Reading aloud to kids helps them to feel more secure and to strengthen that parent-child bond. So we know that kids benefit so much from being read to. And sometimes in the hustle and bustle of our daily lives and in between the dinner and the bedtimes and the waking up early to get to work or to wherever, it can be really hard to have that special reading time. I know for me, when I had just two kids, it was easier because my husband and I, we would switch off reading the bedtime story to each of them each night. But as our family grew, and as we got busier, it seemed like we were a little less consistent, especially me. And at the same time, reading a book with my kids is kind of like making the bed for me. Every day that I don't do it, I feel like our day is somehow incomplete. And when I do it, I feel like I'm showing up as my best self, as the mom I can be and want to be. Even if I've messed up everything else that day, at least we got to snuggle up together and read a book. I love having that time with them, reading to them or having them read to me. It's a joy, and it's so peaceful and calming. If you feel the same way, I hope that you'll take this episode as encouragement to really build it into your routine on a daily basis. The easiest way that I found to make sure that I get all that happy, fun, snuggly reading time that I so want, that joy that fills my heart, is to really build it into our day, which for me is right before bedtime. It's part of our bedtime routine. Now, does this mean we do it every single night? Nope, of course not. In fact, to be honest, we spend a lot of time outside in the summer, get to bed really late, and we don't always read as much during that time. And still, I so love the time that we have reading together. And I hope that this podcast episode inspires you to make some time, incorporate it into your routine, and add the joy of reading to you and your kiddo's day. I want you to know that no matter how old your kids are, you can actually build reading into your routine. So obviously, that's going to look different from a baby to a toddler to an elementary schoolager to a teenager. But even when they're older than that, you can still do it. So here are my ideas for how to do that when they're a baby. Obviously, when they're a baby, you can do it all kinds of different times because they're with you so much more often and they can be held in your arms and you can read a book to them. My baby, my toddler, who's 20 months old now, loves and has always loved to be read to while she nurses. And it's a really kind of fun way for us to do that. We can also look at books just during playtime too, or right before nap time for bed. When they get to elementary school age, I find it so easy to spend a couple minutes in the morning while I'm getting ready, having them read to me, or else to snuggle up with them while I read, or of course, during their bedtime routine, reading a book to them. when they are a little bit older, at that tween and early teen stage, one of the things that I've done to incorporate some togetherness reading time is to have them read to me while I'm doing something else or while I myself am reading. So a lot of times if I'm editing a podcast, my tween will come up and snuggle up next to me on the couch or on the bed, if that's where I'm editing the podcast, and sit next to me while I have my headphones in and I'm editing, and she'll be reading a book. And that is still a time where we can still have that connection point around reading, even though it looks differently. And for my teenager, and he doesn't know that I really do this yet, but I try to create these moments when we're at the cabin on the weekends where we are all sort of in the same space reading together. It doesn't happen that much, but when it does happen, it feels really magical. So think about ways in which you can incorporate the joy of reading into your daily life, no matter what age your kids are. And just know that there's not a wrong way to do it. And you don't have to be perfect at whatever it is that you're doing. Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.